Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now this is going to be one of the most interesting Friday nights I think we've had in a while. And it's not because of the guest, it's because of my co-host. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, who is quite literally floating in his pool. Look at that.
He's
got the cooler in the pool with him.
Dude, I know what I'm doing. I even brought some tahini for the Michelada.
Yeah, there's beer, there's Micheladas, there's a lot to talk about. Our guest tonight, Tom from Thorn Brewing. Tom, good to see you, my friend.
What's going on? Pool boy and friend.
Yeah, seriously, it's pool boy and friend tonight.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
You have you've kept me laughing on the weekly with your podcast that you're doing on your Facebook page.
On the daily, dude. The weekly?
I don't get a chance to tune in daily. Sorry. I catch you about once a week.
Daily?
You guys have like a broadcast space there at Thorn now or what?
Yeah, we're creating like a little we have a podcast studio. We're creating like a little podcast network down in Barrio. It's like the building that we're in is like a 25,000 square foot building, and the brewery's in half of it, and the other half is going to be a distillery, a pizza kitchen, an event space. So we put a podcast studio in that space with the goal to just try to create a bunch of podcasts out of it. And so one that we're doing right now is it's like a rundown show. So we do like 20 to 30 minutes of daily Thorn and beer topics that we just chat about, me and Taylor, our head of sales. And then I'm doing a horror movie podcast right now with one of the dudes at Stone Distributing. And then we just now have it looking professional. So now we're going to start bringing in more people to do a couple more shows.
Yeah, hey, Jeremy, when are we bringing in professionals?
Ken, you are way too sober right now. Let's crack a beer. our first beer tonight. It's hot in this garage. Thank you for starting off with this. This is the Thorn Brewing Barrio
Looks
Lager.
Like you're floating in out of space. If I remembered correctly, I thought Barrio was your guys' favorite.
We love this beer.
Ken, are you getting more Boston as you're talking to Tom?
It happens. Yeah, and as I get drunk, you really better watch the out.
You get the edge.
Run me down Barrio real quick. I know we've had the beer on the program many times, but I mean this was something when you first dropped it. How long ago now?
We launched our cans 3 years ago, the beginning of July. At the time, there weren't that many craft lighter lagers around. Yeah, I mean there were plenty of pilsners, but even then, small breweries weren't really doing them because they tie up tank space for so long. It's not really efficient. So we don't always want to drink IPAs or like bigger beers. And we also can't tie up a tank for 6 weeks to do like a Hellas or something. So let's do something in the vein of like, a craft Modelo or a craft Pacifico. You know, Mexico's right around the corner. It's an all-day beer.
Is there flaked corn in this?
Flaked maize. It's weird that you knew that. So it's a little bit of corn and a little bit of rice to keep it light.
I just wanted to hear you say corn.
I hate to bring this up, but I mean, it seems like you could do a lot with this beer. This could be a base beer for like a beer mosa, or if you wanted to make like a Michelada. All you need is some tahini. I figured that's why Ken brought it out.
It's too perfect of a question, Jeremy. It's almost like you knew where I wanted to take this.
Are you talking about this next can that we're going to get into after this song right here? You're going to find out what he's talking about next. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. Well, we managed to crush the first beer before we even finished the segment. And now we're on to the next. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Tom from Thorn Brewing. Started off with the Barrio Lager, Baja style lager. Easy drinking, crushed it. And then I posed this question to Tom. Can you make a Michelada out of it?
Damn right we do.
There's a story behind this next beer.
So every time we come up with something new at the brewery, right? We come up with an idea, we go forward on it, we execute it. And if it works out well, everyone has their own version of how they're the ones that came up with the idea for the drink. So I had to think, I went, Taylor, we need to right now, let's track down emails and Basecamp messages. We need to find out whose idea this was, because everybody internally is going to try to steal credit for coming up. And I just want to know the right answer. We do Micheladas in the tasting room. There's a local Michelada mix provider called La Diabla, and they're in Barrio Logan. Second part of this, I completely forgot, did not give credit to, and now I have to moving forward. Third Ave Ale House in Chula Vista, where I am right now. It was their anniversary, and what they do is every year they do an anniversary beer with the brewery every year, and the next year they also do a beer with them and with someone else as well. So on their fifth anniversary, they have five anniversary beers, right? So they did a Michelada, a batch to Michelada with somebody, and Jay Jones and I at the time, we were like, we already do a Michelada. Dude, we should can a Michelada. So it took 2 years, but we just had some – we changed some stuff up in with our brew team, and we carved out space for a QC, QA guy, and R&D, and we made it a top priority for him. Be like, yo, we want to do a Michelada. So
you went from tasting room Micheladas to a straight up canned thorn Michelada. 4% alcohol by volume, and tomato juice, hot sauce, lime juice, Worcestershire sauce, clam juice, ponzu, cumin, black pepper.
Wow. So we make our own sauce. We didn't use the La Diabla mix. We made our own in-house mix, and we blended in with Barrio.
How do you serve one of these? Do you need to swirl it first or anything?
I do a light one of these.
Upside down and over.
There are a couple macro Micheladas out there. So Golden Road does one, Estrella does one, you know, Bud Light or Bud has their Clamato. But a lot of them, they're like objectively bad. Like they just use really crappy ingredients. And even if you like the flavor, they aren't good ingredients right there. Is that right? You want some vegetables though? I got some real tomato juice for you.
I don't do tomato juice. I don't like it. Micheladas on rare occasions. This is the rare occasion. This is delicious.
I will tell you too, you did not overdo any single ingredient.
Thank you, brother.
The beer still comes through with just enough savoriness and spice, and this is a beautiful thing, Tom.
For as hot as it is right now with this hot weekend we've got in front of us, this is great drinking by the pool beer, as he's already finished his.
It is impossible to drink that one slowly.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll throw a couple of songs with this I have just in mind as Ken floats in his pool, and then we're going to do something that's not a beer, but equally as refreshing to the Barrio Lager. It's a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9. As I sit here trying to wring the last drops out of my can of Thorn Michelada, is the rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9. Drinking with Tom from Thorn Brewing. I should have expected something so good to came from the same man who last we hung out introduced me to a low-carb, keto-friendly IPA that you, it was called Treading Lightly, wasn't it?
Confirmed. Going right here. We wanted to call it keto style, but they wouldn't let us. The government's like, oh, then you're making a health claim.
I'll tell you one thing. It brings me happiness, and I'm getting happier as we get into each can, and we're not going into another beer. This is look at that.
There's
color.
A little palate rinse right here.
Look at that color. That is a deep jammy color of blackberry. All right, but I'm confused here because the can says Black Paw Craft Hard Seltzer.
Correct.
But then I can see just at the very top by Thorn Brewing Company. How come you didn't make it like Thorn Hard Seltzer? What?
Two main reasons. One is that when you're a beer consumer, right, and you go into the store, or you're a seltzer consumer, when you go into the store, you go to the area of what you want, right? You don't just walk in and be like, I don't know if I want vodka or beer. You know that at least you want, you're like, you've made those decisions, or at least you're going to figure it out, right? And you go to that section. Same thing with the seltzer and the beer drinker. If you're going for a seltzer, you're probably not perusing the brewery aisle. You're going to the seltzer aisle and vice versa. So we wanted to make sure that the seltzer got grouped with the other seltzer and not with our other beers. So that was number one. And then number two is all of our beer, even like the Michelada, right? It's a little out there, the Local, it's a little out there compared to maybe some of the other beers, but they all base off kind of what our goal is, to have three beers. So beers that you can have three of, and they all fit that, even the Michelada, but the hard seltzer you can have three of, but it's not really a beer. It's fermented sugar. So we wanted to separate it because of that. that with the rest of the stuff. So everything else is things that I would consider a real beer or takes on real beer. This is completely separate. Someday I want to make a non-alcoholic coffee, a non-alcoholic tea, non-alcoholic. I want to have all that stuff. But it's not Thorn. Thorn is beer. We're going to do some other similar type seltzer-based beverages, and it'll be under the Black Paw banner.
I'll tell you one thing. Having drank a few hard seltzers just last night, yours varies from the one I was drinking, first of all, because it's got this reddish hue to it. Also, it has a different flavor profile, where some of the other more commercial hard seltzers I might have been drinking last night, not to confirm White Claw, have a certain... It's got an essence of fruit. This almost has like a jamminess to it. Like, this is... The fruit was made as a part of the brewing and less of like, all right, cool, we've got the base done, add a little flavor to it, put it in a can, ship it out.
I'm going to take it one step further. I hate hard seltzer. It feels like I'm drinking soda water and I'm sitting next to someone who might be drinking a soda and I get a little whiff of that.
Yeah.
This, not that at all. It's a hard seltzer, but I like it.
There are two things, I guess, kind of going on. One is, yeah, real fruit. So we ferment out blackberry. We pretty much make like a, call it like a blackberry wine almost. And then we make the alcohol, the sugar water separate, and then we blend them. What you'll notice, and there's many reasons for it, one is we want real fruit in it. We didn't want artificial flavoring. That's one of the lines that I wanted to draw. Same with the Michelada, is we don't do artificial extract.
I'll tell you, it's so good that you've put three beers in front of me and I've drank all three of them top to bottom. We're going to play this song and we come back. We're actually going to get into something that resembles a beer. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour, Alt 94.9. Three beers up, three beers down. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9 with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, floating in his pool in his backyard right now. We've also got Tom from Thorn Brewing. Three amazing beverages, and I have to refer to them as beverages because they haven't all been strictly beers. We had the Black Paw Blackberry Hard Seltzer. We had the Thorn Michelada, and then we started off with the Barrio Lager. You guys have gone through a lot of changes at Thorn. You've had you've opened a tasting room, you've closed the tasting room, you've got the Barrio Logan spot. Where can we get your beer right now? Just because of all this COVID stuff has got everybody screwed up.
The original location in North Park is open for to go only. Barrio Logan is open Tuesday to Friday from 4 to 8 and Saturday Sunday from 12 to 10. It's all outdoor seating. The beauty of where we're at in Barrios is just a ton of space, so we have a bunch of outdoor seating, socially distance, all that. We're actually working on getting these massive TV screens so we can start doing like socially distance Padres watching events.
Ooh, yeah.
And then Mission Hills is completely closed, not forever, but we just got approval from the city to have some sidewalk space, so we might do limited seating starting next weekend. We'll do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Where's the best way to keep up with when that'll happen? I mean, you guys posted most of your stuff on social media. We check your website.
We are avid Instagram posters and Facebook. Those are the big two. If you want the goods, you go to Instagram for the goods. That's where we get the goods.
What is this?
Hops.
It's almost like a blueberry I'm getting off the nose of that.
Equinot and Simcoe. So the idea is this beer changes every quarter. It's 100% cryo-hopped. So a cryo-hop is when they take hops, they pretty much freeze them, they pull out the best parts of the hop. It's like hop hash. Sometimes in hops, there's like a little bit of a hay flavor. This is like just the, like your favorite aromas, citrus, stone fruit, you know, depending, pine, depending on what the hop is. It is like the most potent parts of the hop of those flavors in a room. So, and we only use those hops in that series. Shades of Haze, each release is a different shade of a popular Roy G. Biv color.
This is one of the more aggressive but easy to drink hazy IPAs I've had. Usually you get a lot of that tropical fruitiness. I'm getting to experience all these hops in the most intense way possible, but I don't feel like I need to brush my tongue after every sip.
This is a little more aggressive. The hazies are really expensive to make because there's so many hops, but I feel like you guys are worth it.
Dude, if I'm gonna drink your beer, you better put the effort into it.
And we did, I promise. The goal of these is to be, they're still crushes. So it's 6.2% alcohol.
Is this still your rule of three coming in? You should be able to drink three of these.
Damn right it is.
As the rule of threes is laid down, I've halfway finished this one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to jam a couple of songs with this this Cobalt Hazy IPA, and then we will end with one more. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Man, sometimes I feel like it goes way too fast on a Friday night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Holt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist soaking in his pool in his backyard right now as we talk via Zoom with Tom from Thorn Brewing, drinking his amazing beers. We just wrapped up the Cobalt Hazy IPA. We had the Black Paw Craft Hard Seltzer, which is a blackberry. The one that is the standout to me by far, because I thought I was going to absolutely hate it, the Thorn Michelada. Also started off the program with the Barrio Lager, and all these available in cans. I'm so happy for you guys that you have made it so easy to get your beer. I mean, all we really need to do is roll to wherever we buy beer or roll into one of your tasting rooms, get it, and we're gone. I mean, the only thing that could make it easier for me is if you brought it to my house.
Oh, we can and we will. We do direct to consumer. That's part of part of like the COVID relaxations and the laws is that we can now deliver straight to your house. So go to thorn.beer. We have subscriptions. So you can just sign up once and you'll either get a case. You can get a case monthly, two cases monthly, or a case weekly. We just got these new custom boxes made. You cut the box in half or rip it because it's perforated and it converts into a cornhole set. We just got them in. I'm pumped on them.
I'm glad we're in the program with this last beer. You brought us this a couple of times. The can is very familiar. This is your essential IPA series. And this is one of the ones that that changes how often?
Every quarter. The original intention of this series was we have a bunch of other IPAs that we make and we really like. If we had to do a wrapped can and a new can every time we released them, it would be really hot. It would be really expensive. So what if we just pick, we have one can and every time the color of the pack tech changes and then on the bottom it says which beer it is. That's how we came up with this. So we've been doing this one 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. Kicked it off with Gut Nelson, which is probably most popular non-relay IPA of all time. This one's And Beyond. Despite what I just said about the can, we're actually going to change the beginning of next year. Every essential is going to have a completely new label. We just bought a label applicator. So everyone Ooh. Will have a different color label. So they'll all be Argyle, but the color will change each time to make it a little easier to communicate that the beer has changed.
And Beyond. What is this IPA got in it that makes it worth the 7% ABV and me drinking it since, you know, you care about me?
This is the first one that we have released that was not a previous release. Our new director of brewing operations, he was the head of QC at Carl Strauss for like 10 years. He created Queen of Tots. You guys have had that one. He was director of brewing at Coronado. He created Weekend Vibe.
I was going to say, it's got a very crushable Weekend Vibes kind of feel to it. I dig this beer.
Me, it's got a weed-kend vibe to it.
This has
some dankness to it, my friend.
Damn right it does.
Tom, thank you for your time, man. Thanks for the beer. I appreciate
you guys.
Hanging out with us.
Always a pleasure, dude.
You keep pushing the envelope with things like this this Michelada. You guys, love you. Thank you.
Love you too, buddy.
See you next week.
See you guys.
Friday night, 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.